This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, broadcasting live via the Internet and the satellite, streaming right now live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America rolling along. Thank you so very, very, very much. And a special shout-out also goes to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil fields all around the country and all around the world, too, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go over and check out our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like it and get in our chat room like a whole bunch of people are right now. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words, under God, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, what a day yesterday. It now appears the deaths were hyped, the projections and the models were hyped based on, as I've been saying since day one, tell me if I'm wrong, worst case scenarios. And instead of the 2.2 million and then the 100,000 to 240,000 and then down to 80,000, as of yesterday, they lowered the total death total down to around 60,000. And that is where some of the worst flu epidemics have been that we've had in the country.
That's right, Captain. And in addition to the lowering, and it's great to see that number go down, there's no doubt, from where it was and what was the White House was calling essentially the best case scenario of 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, but also the estimated need for hospital beds, also down by about 50% from 141,000 to 94, and the needed ICU beds down by about a third to now under 20,000. This is our significant changes in these predictions.
And one of the reasons for that is because the hospital admissions over the past 2 days have dropped 50% in New York City. 50%, 50. And that is amazing.
It certainly is. And it really is, you know, it's hard to talk about numbers in that, even in that zone as being good news, but it's now, good news compared to what we were told before.
Now, it's all because of social distancing, right?
Well, that's what they're telling us, exactly.
But let me just point something out to the people that are listening. When they first started and they said, oh, we could have as many as 2.2 million people die, did they talk about social distancing?
No, not really.
When they lowered it down to a million people, did they talk about social distancing?
Not really, no.
When they lowered it down to 100 to 240,000, did they talk about social distancing?
It might have been creeping in at that point, yeah.
However, 2 weeks ago, when they brought it up, that's when they did it, and that's when they had the death toll down to 80,000.
Right, right.
So that's how long it's been going on. So for them to say, oh, it's social distancing, really? While the models were dropping downward and nobody, they didn't say anything about, so it's all about social distancing? I don't think so. How about some of the medicine they're giving to people?
Well, that's right, the hydroxychloroquine,
yep.
And also which is now being used in conjunction with zinc,
yep.
We understand, and this seems to have been getting some pretty good results.
Yep.
And it's not just here and there anymore. It seems like this has been pretty widely used, and doctors are able to use what they call an off-label use of the medication, and so it really is up to the doctors, but what they're finding, and also there's a hype behind this too, Captain, the idea that, no, wait a minute, you know, the president says, what do you have to lose to try it, but then you have some of these reports that come out and say, well, you could lose your life, but we don't really have a whole lot of indication that that would happen to
the
a lot of
the chances of being killed walking across the street being hit by a car are much greater than you dying by the Covina virus, because 0.8%, that's 0.00086%. That's 3 zeros in front of an 8 and a 6. 0.00086% of the world population currently has COVID-19.
Right, exactly. And again, just with the hydroxychloroquine, you know, the doctors themselves should be able to, you know, try to make some kind of determination, again, based on their experience and all these kinds of things. The fact that we've even seen this even become politicized should be very, very concerning to all Americans, I think.
And when you saw the pictures of Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates today, they're all over the Internet. Did you have any thoughts about that?
Well, we know that Bill Gates has been, you know, he goes around and goes to these big conferences and so forth. They talk about vaccines. He's talked about pandemics. I'm sure that their paths would have crossed simply because of the circles that they run in.
Well, he was one of the medical advisors to the Clinton campaign back in the day, and he has been around for a while. But it's beginning, there's things that just are starting to come out about him right now that are just very, it's just very troubling to hear some of the things that are coming out. And it's not a bunch of innuendos or anything like that. It's actual truths that are coming out. And hold that thought, Kyle, because when we come back, we're going to play a little bit of our friend Tucker Carlson, who had something to say tonight, right along the lines that I just told you about. Because, again, this is not what it's appeared to be, and I've been right there from the get-go in the beginning telling you the numbers were hyped.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, and he'll be on the line here in just a second. But I got to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I had somebody yesterday in my travels come up to me and say, "You really try that? You really do that Relief Factor? Do you really do that? Does that does stuff work?" And this, that, and the other. And they started telling me about a problem they were having. I says, "Yeah." I says, "Hold on a minute." So I walked back to my car, and I opened up the back end of the car, and I got a bag I always carry with me. And I reached in there, and I grabbed four packs, and I says, "Here, take these. Take one this morning, one tonight, another one tomorrow, another tomorrow night." Because the problem they had was just aches in general from doing some laboring-type work. And I said, "Get back to me, let me know." Well, they couldn't wait until they finished all of it. They called me. He called me. This gentleman called me yesterday now, but in the afternoon, about 7 hours or so after I saw him, and he says, "My God, my pain is gone. I can't believe it." And I said, "Well, believe it now. You want some of that?" "Yep." And so he's going to be a new customer. But here's the deal. I'm not making this up, folks. This product I've been taking for 4 years, Relief Factor, it's all natural. And if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain or foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, or pain in general, this stuff works. And if you got inflammation, it cuts the inflammation. So get on the 3-week quick start. That's all it is, 3-week quick start. You start out $19.95, and after that, you'll automatically go on delivery, but you save a lot of money for the first 3 weeks to see if it's going to work for you. And then if it doesn't, you're only out $20. But I will tell you that it does work, and 80% of the people that order it stay on it, at least from buying it from my website, which I have here. ReliefFactor.com/captain. It's a website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there.
Sign up for the 3-week quick start. See how it works for you, because after all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95, the 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the CDC is saying that essential workers may be able to go back out on the job again because the country can go back to work, but that needs to be done in a rational and sensible way, and they're still talking about practicing social distancing and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, and maybe a mask here, maybe the gloves and all that sort of stuff. But it looks like as if some areas of the country will be able to go back to work on May the 1st.
Right. Well, they are looking at those new CDC guidelines. Part of those guidelines would include taking employees' temperatures before they start working that day. If you had any symptoms of any kind, you'd be sent home. But then also discouraging employees from congregating in break rooms or, you know, like people would normally do in an office or work setting. So there still would be that social distancing, quote unquote, involved, but the idea is to try to get some more of these critical workers back to work. Exactly.
Now, I'm going to play a little bit of Tucker Carlson on his show last night, because he came on the air and he went out and he said exactly what I just told you at the beginning of the show, that experts cannot predict when the coronavirus pandemic is going to end, but all of a sudden the models out there, the experts screwed up the coronavirus models badly, and the numbers are not what they appeared to be. I've been saying it since day number one. Listen to Tucker. Come on, Tucker. That is when I can get Tucker to work. Okay. Tucker isn't going to want to work for some reason. But anyway, let me just read what he had to say. He said that what appeared to be a pretty well straightforward answer out there was the fact that this stuff was not working and that the models were not accurate. How could this possibly be? Have these people been playing us since day one? Well, to a certain degree, yes, and to a certain degree, no, because they were figuring the worst case scenario. Didn't I say that to begin with?
Of course, yeah.
And it's a doomsday scenario. The worst case scenario is always a doomsday scenario. Now, some people will say, well, it's better to be safe than sorry. But in the meantime, we shut down a whole country as a result of this, and we really didn't need to have to do it.
Well, yeah, I think in hindsight, we see, you know, perhaps how it could have been done, perhaps very differently, to help try to achieve sort of the same result. But I will say this, I know that obviously at the national level, this is where these models are coming out, but even at the state level or at the county or city level, you have county and city leaders who themselves are looking at a liability factor that if they don't follow suit, for example, L.A. County, Orange County, they kind of followed suit from what was happening up in Northern California, because nobody wants to say, oh, I didn't do enough, or I let my people continue to go to the park and somebody got coronavirus and now the city of such and such is totally liable for that or can be sued or there can be a class action, these kinds of things. So there's a fear factor that takes over politically, especially for those kinds of leaders. But all that comes from the top, and that's that worst case scenario, 2.2 million deaths, and everything goes crazy from there.
Yeah, and Steve in Thailand is saying that the American people generally listen and follow people of authority when they speak, unlike a lot of the other societies where the experts missed it. They don't factor in how many Americans would behave compared to people in other countries. And there are people in other countries that are getting to the point to where there's been social unrest in some of these countries, and three of the European countries now have gone back to normal. They're planning on having all their churches open and operating on Easter, and they're just going to go right back to the way things were.
Well, right. What we're seeing right now, for example, in Austria and also in the Czech Republic, they seem to want to get ahead of all this and start opening up with different shops and different services. Spain, looks like they want to have what they call a very ordered return, essentially, to regular life. But for example, I think in Italy and France, they're going to have to continue with a lot of these restrictions, at least for the time being. But part of this too, Captain, is that you've got so many people in these different areas and societies who are saying, you know, we can't stay like this forever. Something has to happen.
Well, certainly. And again, and somebody's asking me about the CDC. What did they say? Well, there's a new guidance out there from the CDC. The CDC has announced that some essential workers exposed to the coronavirus can return to work because they've done what they needed to do to begin with, and they're still testing negative. They have no temperatures. And by the way, walking into certain buildings and having your temperature taken may become a way of life from now on. And there are even sensors by a door that can determine whether or not a person's got a fever that they're going to be putting in automated in some of these areas where security will be watching, and they'll see somebody light up like a Christmas tree, and they'll pull you over and go, just a minute. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And watch
exactly.
And see.
Yeah, and it'll become, and a lot of it, as you said, will be automated, I think, ultimately. But until we have, and even perhaps even after there's a vaccine, we may still see this kind of stuff happening because it'll become ingrained.
Now, the Spanish flu in 1918 and 1919, we've heard a little bit about that, when the world population was 1.8 trillion. 500 million people were infected, which was 27.8% of the world population. There were 50 million deaths out of 1.8 trillion people, which meant 10% of the people were infected, and the death toll amongst the world population was 2.7%. With the COVID-19, we've got 7.8 billion people in the world right now. We've got 1,266,644 infected as of yesterday. That is 0.0016% of the world population, with 66,560 deaths. Again, this was as of yesterday. That means 5.25% have been infected of the that were infected with the people that died, and that means the death rate was 0.00086%. We have got like an epidemic, just like we've had with the flu going on right now, not a pandemic in this country.
Well, right, and
certainly not a pandemic around the world compared to the Spanish flu. The numbers don't jibe.
Right, compared to the Spanish flu,
yep.
Exactly. But what we do have is we have a very different political environment than existed, mm-hmm. even with all of the chaos
yep.
of 1918.
And when somebody goes, and hold that thought, folks, and when somebody goes, well, there's more people dying. Yeah, but take a look. Those are people that have been sick, and they're not all dying because of the COVID-19 or coronavirus. They're dying because of pre-existing conditions they had. Sorry situation, but it is. And guess what? Again, New York City, 50% less people going into the hospital than it was 2 days ago. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are some signs of hope in the nation's epicenter. The number of people being admitted to hospitals in New York has slowed, even as the number of victims has jumped by almost 800 since Tuesday. It's another record of high deaths.
But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the curve has begun to flatten. COVID-19 hospitalizations have been leveling off for three straight days.
That curve is purely a function of what we do day in and day out. If we stop what we are doing, you will see that curve change.
In the longer term, the projected U.S. death toll is now 60,000, which is down from a week ago when it was 90,000. The governor says that is because of social distancing. He has also ordered flags in the state to be flown at half-mast to honor the people who died. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. And if you're a Geico policy owner, listen up. Geico is spelled GEICO.com. If you're a Geico policy owner, the Geico Give Back, which is a give back of $2.5 billion to their customers over the next 6 months, Geico will be giving back 15% credit on your insurance to all automobile and motorcycle customers as your policies come up for renewal between April the 8th and October the 7th. Now, this is going to be approximately $150 per car and truck and $30 per motorcycle, with roughly 18 million auto policies and 1 million motorcycle policies in force. So if you're a Geico customer, you're about to get part of that $2.5 billion being given back to you because of the fact that they know that you aren't driving as much as you were before, and they're not going to charge you as much for not being able to drive. So there you go. So check out my friends at Geico, GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com, and take advantage of that. See if your insurance company is going to do that for you. Geico is. All right, and Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. How about that one, Kyle?
That sounds like a great, great thing that they're doing.
I am in shock. I did not know they were going to do anything like that. I've never heard of an insurance company rolling back the rates because of something like that. But they know that people aren't driving, and they know that because there's a big glut of gasoline and everything else going on.
Well, right. And, again, it's a great way because people need every little bit, you know, helps to get back on their feet right now.
Now, I had a friend of mine who's a doctor here in a local area who just called me during the break. Now, he also has a show. I'll just say that because I'm not going to say anything else. But he also has a show. And he told me, he says, I'm right on, spot on. And he congratulated me for you know, being right from the get-go on all of this. Now, in the meantime, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
On the telephone line, loaded for bear, is Mr. Picasso. So 60 seconds with Mr. Picasso. What is on your mind?
I love the captain. I love the captain. Like, first of all, Kyle, now we got some light. It's around the corner. It's coming around the corner. The only place where Captain and I disagree on is he said we shouldn't have shut it down. I'm going to give you some facts. Let me give you the first number of facts since we're doing numbers. 6 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, and 46 seconds is when Donald Trump is going to be elected for the second time. That's 208 days. How about that for some numbers?
That is a good number.
Second of all, that's a good number, and it's flowing on the site. Second of all, that's the only place we disagree, Captain, is I don't know about all the pull-ups. They're nuts. The media wants to use this and so forth and so on. And, yes, all the models. My model on my work was 20,000 at Easter, worst-case scenario, 80,000. Now, if Donald Trump hadn't closed down the borders, we would be in a mess. And second of all, if we hadn't social distancing, we would be in a mess. Let me follow that up with, we could probably open up in about 10 days and we'll be perfectly fine. But had we not done that, let's just take our numbers. Let's take Italy and Spain. They got 35,000
right.
dead.
All right, wait a minute. Stop.
There would
Stop.
Be 105,000 people
Stop.
Dead.
Stop. Okay, I'm putting you on hold. Stop. We don't care about Italy. We don't care about Spain. We don't care about Europe. We care about the United States of America, period. I could care less what goes on over in Europe. We stopped all those flights coming in here from over there. But here's what I want to say. Are you ready to hear this, Mr. Picasso? Ready to hear this?
Shoot it out there, my brother.
Okay. Kyle and I were talking about this during the break, the last break, rather. The political aspect about all of this is China saw an opportunity, and the Democrats saw an opportunity, and George Soros saw an opportunity. By taking this virus, and getting this out there, whether intentional or unintentional, you can have your own call on that one.
Agreed.
And putting it out there in the world, and look
Agreed.
What we got. And they were trying to wreck our economy.
We speak.
Mm-hmm.
It might even be natural to speak. These
yep.
people, they don't care whether 10,000 die. If you said 40,000 people are dying, we're going to get office back, they'd take it. But my point is, again, that I understand. I care about the United States first, too. I'm American first
yep.
person. But this is a global effect. This is not crossing the street. This is an infection. It spreads. And we, thank God we did what we did. We probably saved a lot of the world, too.
Sure.
So you can't stop it by just worrying about us. As you know, it came from overseas. Now, I got a question for you, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of your show. And nobody has answered this. Explain to me why parts of this goes on to what you just said, if you want to get real technical about it. There's something that went on, and I have some information, but I can't prove all of it. Explain to me how one side of the world is called China and the other side of the world is Iran, and the two countries that were most lethally infected, which we still don't know at what rates, but we know they were higher than any other place in the world, are one is called Iran and one is called China. How did they both get infected at the exact same time, which, by the way, was way back in November?
Okay, thank you. And I got another call coming in, so hang on there, Kyle. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, it's Dan the Man. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan the Man. Just going to follow up on something Picasso said, that you can lay it right in the laps
mm-hmm.
of the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Italy where it broke out, they had 350,000 legal Chinese in there rewiring, getting
That's right.
Huawei's 5G up.
And they were traveling back and forth, right?
Right. And mm-hmm. they had another 300,000 illegal Chinese in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Italians didn't use their brains.
Mm-hmm.
They're heavy smokers. They don't have the medical facilities mm-hmm. like we have here. The level of health care is not anywhere near what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they went to Davos for the World Economic Forum, the Chinese brought a 350-man delegation to that on
mm-hmm.
purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They seeded that thing with the virus back in January.
Well, you know,
you can lay it right there.
Yeah, but we can also lay something that he talked about Iran. And, Kyle, I'm going to bring you in on this. Are there any Chinese technicians in Iran, Kyle?
I think so, yeah.
Thousands of them?
I would think so, yes.
And what are they there for?
Well, I know that they, you know, share technology back and forth.
They're there for the nuclear program. They're developing that along with the North Koreans. Also, they're all embedded together, those guys, and they, those technicians and those scientists travel back and forth. They're also there for the, well, you just mentioned Huawei. They're in there for the telephone communications, the mobile communications, traveling back and forth. They're in there for the internet, traveling back and forth. All the time, and they were going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Tens of thousands of Chinese workers coming and going in and out of Iran, as well as vice versa, going over into China.
Well, right, right. And again, I think it is very interesting that we see, you know, these big plumes both in China and Iran all the same.
Now, Dan, didn't we hear about one or two more cities? One of them was on near the Russian border in China that was locked down today or yesterday?
Yeah, it's been locked down. Russia has had their border locked down with China since late December.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really affected Russia. I mean, when the Russians, when they locked down, they closed everything. No Chinese in, no Russians to China.
The reason I'm laughing is I just watched Chuck Schumer walk up to a microphone with a mask on below his nose.
Oh, I know.
All he had covered was his mouth. Do you talk about a prop? That was it.
He looks like a stooge.
Yeah.
You know. But as far as Iran goes, they've got up to 500,000 Chinese academics in that country, plus another 15,000 military / technicians. So mm-hmm. you've got about 20,000 Chinese.
But you hit the nail on the head, Dan, and we're going to have to run here. You hit the nail on the head, Dan, because the Chinese and their technicians were moving into certain countries, certain parts of the world. Italy was one of them. I also believe they may have been going to Greece, but not as much. Certainly France, they were in and out of France, and Germany, too, for that matter. But they were in and out of Iran because of the things I just told you about.
Well, you know, Greece is a good example on that because of its weather and its climate. The virus has not taken hold in that country.
That's right.
Like it has in Italy and a few others.
All right.
But what Italy's doing, it shows you why NATO is almost worthless.
All right, we got to let you go because I'm coming up on a break. And thanks a lot, Dan, for your input.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Yep. And Kyle, again, break's coming up here. I'm waiting on the music. But, I mean, the Chinese technicians, as they like to call themselves, that were working on all these different programs in these countries because that's what they do and that's what they've been doing, building up the, if you want to call it infrastructure, the internet and the missile programs and the delivery systems. Because, again, where were some of these missiles coming from that Iran's got? China.
China, that's right.
Yeah. You think the Iranians knew how to just hop on one of these things and fly it or send it here or there? No. Hell no. And North Korea, you think they know what they're doing over there? No. They've got Iran and the Chinese technicians all working together. We've known that for years.
That's right. It would be something George W. Bush might call an axis of evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more than an axis of evil. But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren sticking around. Going to take a look at the weather, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. And I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting first hour so far, and we always learn something new when we talk about this, but you know, we haven't mentioned a couple of these things because we've been sitting on some of this stuff waiting for the information that I knew was going to come when we heard about the models yesterday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know. nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carwell. He's Rooster Cruising. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And joining me right now is Kyle Warren. Thanks for sticking around, Kyle.
My pleasure.
We got a lot more stuff to talk about, but right now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. By the way, that song reminded me of Picasso being out there in the road with that 4 1/4 cat and about a 15 double over. I used to have a Peterbilt that would do 100 miles an hour in Nevada.
Wow.
I get out there and run with the bull haulers.
Very cool.
Those are the guys on the radios. They go, ping, pong. Hey there, Mr. Trucker. What you doing there tonight? Come on. All you see is a bunch of lights coming up. And you, come on there, big old Peterbilt. You want to run with my big, large car? Oh, golly. My wife used to go nuts because when she come on the radio and with her sweet voice, and they go, who's that darling on the radio? She goes, well, this is one day. One day, how about it there, girl? You know, it was unbelievable. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, now let's talk about the weather. This is brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J, the largest truck stop chain in the United States, and they're that for a reason. You'll find out when you stop on by, and they're still taking care of the truckers, unlike some of these other truck stops that won't let you do this and won't let you do that. Guess what? Still get your showers. Still get your laundry done, still get your fuel, still get your free coffee if you tell them the captain sent you, especially on the third watch because a lot of the places are playing my show. But anyway, go there and check it out. Now, the threat, Kyle, for severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes is continuing from the Midwest into the Mid-South and Southern Mid-Atlantic through Thursday. I'm looking at a line of severe weather right now that stretches all the way down into Mississippi, and there's some tornado warnings in northern Mississippi tonight as we speak right now. There's also severe thunderstorms on a line that pretty much bring you up, the southeastern corner of Tennessee, Knoxville, and right up I-81 now, I-81, all the way up through Virginia and into West Virginia, and right there it stops right about Pennsylvania, but there's rain out in front of it over in New Jersey. You've seen all that?
Yes, exactly right. And so we know as well that there's been some pretty severe weather already, even in, I think, parts of Wisconsin and so forth, and also in Illinois, where they had 3-inch diameter hail that fell in some of these storms that came through.
Well, that's because there's a big-time cold front. Right now it's up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, moving to the east and upstate New York, where there is some rain, but it's also very cold, and that rain could turn to something different. By the way up in Maine, if you guys are going up to get French fries in Presque Isle or Caribou tonight, there's a winter storm warning up there for feet of snow. Could be 1 to 2 feet going up into Presque Isle and Caribou off I-95 going north. Be careful. Other than that, there's general snow in the northern part of New Hampshire and the northern part of Vermont and the northeastern corner going towards New Brunswick, Canada, of Maine tonight. Also, Kyle, out there by you, I'm looking again at snow in the San Bernardino Mountains, snow in the higher elevations around you. You've got rain, I think, where you're at, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, the rain came back after a partially cloudy day here in Southern California, but we're back to the rain.
Okay, and strong winds are gusting up to 50 miles an hour. They could down trees, and they could cause power outages over parts of the Midwest in Iowa and the southeastern corner of South Dakota and the northeastern corner of Nebraska right now. That's also moving off to the east. We've got more high winds in the northern half of Georgia, including Atlanta, and across most of South Carolina, including Columbia, over to Florence. Some high winds in there, which is all part of this apparent system coming up out of Mississippi. And now we've got something that just changed here. Let's see here. The southwestern corner of Tennessee right now, folks, is under a severe thunderstorm warning. So there's another line of storms coming across in the Mississippi River behind all of this going east.
Exactly right. And also for Thursday into Thursday night, Captain, central and southeastern Texas also has some severe thunderstorms that could be coming through. They have those warnings. They could have large hail and also strong gusty winds and torrential downpours. So in the area of Waco, Houston, San Antonio, that whole area, you have to be careful.
Now, there's a freeze warning tonight up in the central part of Montana, really cold up there, so be advised of that one. And we've got snow in Nevada, which is to the north and the west of Las Vegas, right along the California line. But it looks like it's about 100 miles north of Las Vegas, right along the California line there. Some snow coming there, just a general snowfall. But that's the way things are looking right now with the highways and Highway and Byway report. And if you have something going on, because Catwoman and Road Dog, when they're out there in the highways, they'll call in and they'll tell me about different things going on. If there's something going on you think your brother and sister truckers need to know about, you let us know and we'll get it out there for you. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you folks by the pilot in Flying J Truck Stop near you. Make sure you stop by. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I'm going to tell you, really, really, really good food in those places, because whoever thought you'd pull in to a pilot and find a McDonald's there, or a Wendy's, or an Arby's, or a full-service Dairy Queen with their full lineup of food. And boy, that can be pretty good. Or get this one. Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, or even maybe a Chester's Chicken, or maybe even a Kentucky Fried Chicken in some of these places, because they've added them now, too. And don't forget the Flying J's have always got the Denny's and the Huddle House and the Moe's Southwest Grill, and the bigger ones by the bigger cities have got another place in there with them. Could be any one of the places I mentioned, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Dairy Queen, whatever, but they've also got that in there along with their regular restaurants. Now, Kyle, fuel. Took an increase yesterday. It jumped up a little bit. West Texas crude went up 5% to $25.09 a barrel to start the day today. Brent crude went up 2.9% yesterday. $32.84 is where it starts today. Gasoline jumped up 3 cents a gallon to 68 cents. Now, that's what the price of gas is. However, that is at the refinery before they ship it out anywhere without all the taxes.
That's right, and some of this is going up. Oil is going up a little bit because they're expecting that these different oil producers, hopefully Saudi Arabia and Russia in particular, are going to agree to cut production instead of meeting.
There is a major glut of oil in the world market right now. They've run out of places to put the oil. They've actually got tankers sitting out there that they've actually rented or leased that are sitting out there with oil on them. And believe it or not, some of the gasoline barges and whatnot are sitting out there. Can't come in. There's no place to put it.
Exactly right. And so, again, this is one of the, as you said, there's a glut there, and they just don't have storage space for it anymore.
And the other thing is when we get back to talking about the news that I got here in front of me, we're going to get into the oil news down below, and let me see if I can find it real quick here. The refineries, some of them are tooling down, laying off some people because they got nowhere else to put the fuel.
Exactly. So this is all due to the big coronavirus shutdown. Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, Kyle Warren will be right back with me after the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more talking to talk about here. And we've got an interesting couple of polls that are out there. You'll love to hear the numbers about this. Bernie Sanders has dropped out of the race. But did he? Did he? And we've got another shot at who the vice presidential candidate might be for Joe Biden because of something that happened yesterday. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.